places she'd missed, then rose with the brush in her hand and walked toward the dining room. She paused by the dining table, set for two, with the scattered remains of the supper she had planned to share with Martinez. She'd been picking at the food all night, as she'd paced and ground her teeth and replayed the evening in her mind. Bullet by bullet, drop by bloody drop. "You think Terza won't fight you?" Lamy had snarled. "And when Terza calls her husband to heel, what happens to Earth Girl's dreams then?" The threat of Terza Chen had been enough to bring Sula's pistol out of its holster. And Earth Girl's dreams had died anyway. Sula replaced the carpet and the mirror, then took the old pier glass to a disposal center and left it there. To prevent anyone from wondering why there were two bullet-sized holes in the glass, Sula smashed the mirror with the butt of her gun and left crystal shards strewn across the container floor. Then she went back to Celestial Court and took a long shower, after which Sula put on her undress uniform and only then noticed that her sleeve display was quietly alerting her to the fact that a message awaited her. From the office of Fleet Commander Martinez. Well, here it was. She felt an invisible hand close on her throat, and the hand that triggered the display trembled. The message was in text, and was sent by Lalita Banerjee, one of Martinez's signals techs. Sula read the orders saying that she had been appointed commander of Division 9 of the 4th Fleet. "Ah, huh," she said. Yesterday there hadn't been a Division 9. Martinez had wanted her off his ship so badly that he'd created a unit just for her and done it overnight. Further investigation showed that Division 9 wasn't much. Splendid was an elderly heavy cruiser, though rebuilt in the Naxid War, and Mentor was a fine modern frigate. But the rest of the division was a bewildering and heterogeneous array of civilian vessels, from launches to transports to huge immigration ships. Apparently, Martinez was handing her every stray vessel in the Xerophan system that could be crewed by Terrans. Once she reread her orders, it all made sense. Sula was to take her division in the direction of Laredo, where she would somewhere encounter six light cruisers built by Lord Martinez in his own Laredo dockyard. The cruisers would be crewed by a skeleton force, for Laredo had no facilities for training fleet personnel and no corps of instructors to do it. Training would be Sula's job. Since the 4th Fleet's arrival at Xerophan, thousands of enthusiastic Terran volunteers had offered their services as recruits. About 40% were retired veterans of the fleet, or had at least served a hitch or two. But most had no experience whatever in the military, and had served mainly as a raucous, unruly annoyance, while Martinez and his staff tried to round up enough instructors to teach the untrained volunteers their duties. It would be Sula's task to take the instructors and the recruits with her, and on the way to train them to crew the six light cruisers being sent out from Zansha. The task was, she surmised, impossible. But then it hardly mattered because the war had already been won at the Second Battle of Shulduk. And Gareth Martinez would, within days, lead the 4th Fleet to the capital of Zansha and the imposition of peace. Sula and her Division 9 would arrive months later, after the celebrations were over and the important decisions had already been made. But then she really didn't care about that. Let Martinez have the glory. Her war was already lost. Sula sat at the dining table and looked through her instructions again, while she nibbled at a piece of stale bread left on the table overnight. Then she called Shauna Spence on her sleeve display. "My lady?" Spence answered. She was a straw-haired, pug-nosed engineer a few years older than Sula, and she had been detailed as one of Sula's orderlies since the Naxid War. Spence had played a vital role in the Zansha underground and had established a bomb factory that over time had rocked Zansha to its foundations. "I've been appointed to command Division 9," Sula said. "I'll need you and McNamara to clean out my quarters on Los Angeles and take off all my personal supplies. Make sure to include the chef's pantry." Spence mastered her surprise. She knew about Sula's relationship with Martinez and, like Sula, like the whole fleet, had probably expected that Sula would remain aboard.